there's no money in hunting up in the boonies anyway. All the rich folks of Silverwood prefer their country clubs and business conferences. Blackstone Mountain is the perfect place for our purposes, though, especially tonight. Geo's dirt bike dies several yards away from where the dilapidated old cabin strikes a haunting figure on the hill, and it's only then that I realize my father is quiet. I crouch and stare into the hole that we forced him to dig before shoving him into it, the result now being his broken leg. "He passed out," Lex says, and I see the truth of his announcement in my father's limp body. What a pussy. My flashlight reveals the blood still oozing down his side. The moon above our heads is hardly enough light to see more than hints of the gruesome scene before us.
"Shit! Fuck!"
G curses loudly, and comes stumbling towards us with two shovels in hand and a backpack. He doesn't seem to care about being heard. Why should he? There's no one out here.
"Do you know how hard it was to bring this shit back on the bike?"
he demands, pushing one handle at Lex before offering the other to me. I shake my head at him, and he groans, before dropping the backpack and heading over to the mound of dirt my father had dug up an hour before. The shovel we'd forced him to use lies somewhere on the ground, splintered in several pieces. The grunts of my best friends, as they begin to sling dirt into the hole, echo up the trees around us. The sound sinks into my ears. I close my eyes as it settles into my muscles and bones, letting it turn into the sensation of pure, unadulterated power. Something I've never fucking wielded before, much less over my father. It's heady, addicting. Like so many of the deadbeats from Silverwood, Xavier Pierce will simply disappear. No one will look for him or wonder where he went. Everyone will assume he ran off to avoid his responsibilities to my mom, who was too good for him and me, the kid who didn't deserve his wrath. Deep down, everyone will know that we're better off for his loss. I hold up a hand to stop the other two. Lex and Geo's fast shoveling comes to a standstill while I reach into the back waistband of my jeans. The weight of the gun that Dario Vargas, G's dad, had given me just yesterday when I'd agreed to work for him is lighter than I expect. I lift the gun. My father's eyes flutter open. A part of me had hoped he would remain unconscious for this part. Awake or not, my decision is already made. His flat, brown eyes, too much like my own, are fogged over with pain. Yet they settle on me as I aim the Glock at him. My hand doesn't even shake as I pull the trigger, but he does. The gun jerks in my hand as the gunshot echoes up the giant oaks that surround us and out towards the open field behind Lex's cabin, and I grimace as the kickback vibrates up my arm. Dario had warned me that it'd do that, but it's still a bit of a jarring sensation. My father's body jolts as the bullet slams into his head, sending a spray of crimson liquid out the back of his skull to disappear into the earth. With a combination of the flashlight and the moonlight as my guide, I scan the bits and pieces of brain matter combined with skull fragments embedded into the ground, like a halo around his head. Stabbing the end of his shovel into the dirt, Lex props himself up with folded arms over the handle. I lower the gun. Several minutes pass in silence as the heat from firing it dissipates. Only once it doesn't feel like a brand in my grip do